Tom and Loggy's Isolated. Isolated. Not Isolated. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, we are isolating, not isolated. That is the message that we are spreading. And every Thursday, we like to do a segment or a show within a show, if you will, about mental health and bringing attention to different topics, different subjects, different things that people are going through at the moment.
Yeah, because COVID-19 is affecting a lot of us in many different ways, and some more than others. And we both believe that it's best to talk about these feelings.
Yeah.
Nothing embarrassing about having feelings like this. This is the way to everyone goes through hard times. And if you're going through a hard time, hopefully this can help you. We are asking you at any stage to either give us a call or send us a message on our socials if you've got any questions. But we do welcome now a lovely lady. Her name is Maria. She's been a social worker for 38 years. She deals with relationship counselling, couple counselling and all this sort of stuff. And she's from Relationship Matters. And we've got her on the Google Hangout right now. Morning, Maria.
Good morning, Lauren.
Great to have you on the show. You can call her whatever you want.
Yeah, it's fine.
Now, Maria, you're a relationship counsellor and you've been doing it for a long time. You would have seen some stuff and dealt with some things over the years, I imagine.
Yes, I have. And it's been a lovely journey, really, because I think working with people is a great privilege. So you see the good things. It's not always bad. So you see some lovely things as families make changes and couples get closer together. And they make a really positive change in their life. So there are some nice things about doing this work. It's not all gloom and doom.
Oh, that's good. Is it true that most of us go through, because I mean, if you watch TV and that, a lot of the time it looks like relationships are perfect and the fairy tale ending and all that sort of stuff. But is it true that most of us go through relationship problems at some point in our relationship?
Absolutely. I'm very concerned when I see people saying, oh, there's nothing wrong. We're lovely all the time. And I think if you're having a long relationship, there will be ups and downs. And the success of a good relationship is not that you don't have the downs, it's how you deal with the downs and how you recover from the downs.
Mm.
It's about recovery and repair and reconnecting when things go a bit pear-shaped.
You could you could sing a song by Chumbawamba. Get knocked down and get back up again.
Tom and Loggy's Isolated. Isolated. Not isolated.
Maria, we're wondering, first of all, I mean, these are weird times that we live in with COVID-19 causing us to spend a lot of time at home. Have you noticed a change in what people are bringing to you in terms of the issues that they're encountering?
Not at the moment. We're sort of not having a really big surge in referrals, and I think that's because people are busy at home managing. But the people we're already seeing, there's two edges to that COVID coin. So for some families and couples, this is just a breath of fresh air. There's some pressure off them. They're allowed to be home. They're allowed to rest. They're allowed to be together. And a time of really deep connection. The other side of that coin is if the relationship was already under pressure and there were a few cracks, you put them in a hot bed at home together, that's just like a pressure cooker. And that's just going to intensify and really become problematic.
Okay, and what about for people that aren't isolated with their partner at home? If they're, you know, have you been seeing a lot of people that are really stressed out about the fact that they can't be together with their partners at the moment?
Yeah, I think that is a real issue for those people isolating who weren't cohabiting beforehand, because I think that sense of disconnection from someone who is your main source of support, that you know, strong relationships happen because people turn towards each other and they've got each other's back when things are tough. So if the person who's usually got your back and the person you usually turn towards isn't actually there, that is very isolating. And so it's really important to try and keep that person connected through FaceTime and all those social media things. But it's not the same as cuddling on the couch at the end of the day and somebody making you a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I see couples that are binge watching TV shows together at home over video call and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
People are trying, but as you say, it really, really does lack that intimacy that you do get from being in the same room. What about the fact that there are a lot of couples that have all of a sudden over the last few months found themselves without work or without the income that they were used to having and that they had budgeted for? That's got to put stress on relationships.
It is. So if we think of that family stress as a sort of a bucket, and normally we've got the normal daily pressures pouring in the top, And then we have taps out of the side of that bucket that we release, that we go on a picnic, we have dinner, we go out to a movie, we see family. We've got a double whammy effect. So we've got extra stress going in the top because we've got less income. We're worried about the virus. We're worried about our jobs and future. We've got the kids at home doing homeschooling. So there's all the extra stress going in the top. And at the same time, we've sort of shut down the taps because we're not going to yoga. We're not going to the gym. We're not taking the kids to grandma's on the weekend. They're not going to sports and we're getting 5 minutes to read a book. So you've got this sort of hotbed of the stress bucket just getting fuller and fuller and fuller until, you know, for some families, that's just brimming right at the top. And then it only takes something very small for that stress to start spilling over the sides. And once your stress bucket is full, it doesn't take a lot to be having a meltdown.
And that's when you start, you know, cracking it over the little things you know, firing up where it's like, you said you were going to put the washing out and you didn't. And then you're like, oh, this isn't me. And then you start to feel like you're changing and all that sort of stuff. So it can really affect so many different parts of your life. And it's not just partners, like, you know, in a you know, partner,
romantic relationship. Kind of thing. Yeah.
It's also relationships that you might be having if you're with your parents living at home, or mums and dads staying home with their kids a lot more and things like that. So relationships all around are affected, aren't they?
Yeah. And I think sometimes, I think the thing that the relationship that's really being impacted is our relationship with elderly parents, especially those who are vulnerable or in nursing homes and not being able to visit. You know, I know a family where they've had a bereavement and the elderly mother now is coping with that grief alone in the nursing home because they haven't been able to visit. So at a time when you want your family around you to help you make sense of this loss and comfort you, it's just not there. And she can't manage the technology, so it's a bit of a challenge. So grandma sometimes comes on and gets it, and sometimes grandma is just not able to manage.
No.
Tom and Loggie's Isolated Lady. Not isolated.
So we've had a message on the Facebook from a guy called Nick. Now he, Maria, says, my wife is still working and I'm at home all day with the kids. I feel myself getting jealous that she's got that outlet. Is that bad? And how do I stop feeling like that?
No, it's not bad, Nick. Not bad at all. It sounds fairly normal to me to be jealous of somebody who wants, has something you want. And I guess the feelings are just a feeling. So feelings are not good. Feelings are not bad. Feelings are just feeling. It's what we do about the feelings that matter. So if you feel that you can express that to your wife and just talk about that, she might be feeling guilty that she's at work all day and you're home with the kids. So if you can have a conversation about the feelings that you're both having and just support each other in those, that will ease it and it will tend to go away. So bottling it up will increase it. Talking about it will diminish it. So don't fight it, just go with it.
Weird that you should suggest that communication is key.
I know. It's a therapist manifesto.
Communication is key. So being able to find a space at home to talk about those things, about, you know, it's lovely that I've got the time with the kids. So if you make that communication an expression of your feelings, what's happening for you, not a criticism of your wife, Nick. So the conversation is, I'm feeling a little bit when I'm home, rather you're at work all day leaving me home with the kids and I want a bit of that too.
So that can be talked about. Yeah, that can be quite confronting. It is true though, I'm not a confrontational person and I struggle, I know it sounds weird, with communication because all I do is talk. But once you do talk, you do feel a lot better about it.
Yeah.
And it's important how we talk about that. So the biggies to avoid are criticism and offensiveness and stonewalling and contempt, and talk about yourself. I feel when. I feel when.
And you might be surprised that your wife turns around and says, well, I feel like, you know, I'm at work all day and then as soon as I get home, you throw the kids at me so I don't get a break as well. You know, there's always two sides to a story, isn't there?
Yeah.
Tom and Loggie's Isolated. Not isolated.
So we do have a caller who has called through.
Yeah, Neil from Lovely Banks. Morning, Neil.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. Now, you've got a question for Maria.
Yeah, hi, Maria. Maria, I've been married 32 years. I've got five daughters, and three of the girls are living at home. Two of the girls are doing schooling. I won't mention the school. It's a high school. One of them the 15-year-old is making it very well known that the isolation is not for her. And the other one, the 17-year-old, is suffering inside, but she doesn't display it because she's a totally different kid. So as a father, I don't know how to handle it. We try talking and stuff, but it just goes in one ear out the other. And I can hear them silently suffering. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, Neil, thanks for calling in. I think that's, you know, a fairly typical family experience. And already you're doing a great job as a dad because you've noticed the difference. Sometimes it's the vocal kid that gets all the attention and the notice, and quiet kids who are internalising go a bit under the radar. So it's great that you've noticed she's struggling.
Thank you.
You know, people deal with stress and worry in a different way, and you've got two daughters that are prime examples of that. And I was just wondering if you were to, what happens normally in your family when you notice the quiet daughter is struggling? So does she respond to different ways? So if you were to sit and have quiet time with her, if you were to give her an opportunity, you know, going out walking the dog and just walking alongside her, so there's not the, you know, the pressure of a lot of eye contact, a lot of attention on her, and just giving her a space to just chat generally. She might need some other outlets. This is a good time for people who internalise things to diarise things, to write a journal. Maybe there's a family journal that could be happening about what we're all feeling and what's going on. And there might be somebody else she's talking to. She's 17, so her connections are probably outside the family home a lot. So she might be talking to a friend. Just check in with her. Is she talking to somebody? Is she telling somebody how she's feeling?
Neil, have you tried going for a walk with her and just kind of giving her a bit of time to possibly open up?
Oh, look, they're not active kids. They used to be. And one of the girls does go to Army Cadets, and she's missing that terribly. Mm. The 17-year-old, she has dancing, but of course she can't go dancing, and that's a huge outlet for her. So she doesn't complain at all, the 17-year-old, not at all. And that's the part that really upsets me, that she's such a good kid, but I can't get it out of her. She doesn't open up about it.
You just can't seem to get it out of her. Okay, well, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Maybe, so there's some options there that Maria has given you, but we could probably put you in contact with Maria.
I'm happy to talk to him about that.
What a beautiful father. I think that is the key as well. A lot of, let's be real, when we were kids as well, if mum and dad are like, what's, even now, my lovely mum, like, what's going on? Oh, it's fine. You know what I mean? It's hard to open up to people. So she knows that Neil's there, and as long as she is talking to someone, that's the best thing. If obviously this has brought up anything, Lifeline's always there too, 13 11 14.
That's right. And also, if you are feeling like you're not safe at home, 1-800-RESPECT is a great number to call as well. Look, we are out of time. It's been wonderful speaking to you this morning, Maria from Relationship Matters.
Pleasure.
How do people get in contact with you?
They ring our, they can go on the website at Relationship Matters. And they can also ring our 1300 number, which I just can't remember.
I've got it here, 1300 543 396.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and they will. That was the central number, and they'll let you know where your local office is.
Perfect. All right, thank you so much for your time this morning, and Maria from Relationship Matters. We really appreciate it. And that is another instalment of Isolating, Not Isolated. We'll do it again next week, guys. Always looking for different topics that you want us to cover, things that you want us to talk about, and experts that you want us to get on. So please, if you've got any ideas, let us know. KROQ Geelong on Instagram and also on Facebook.